In Lansing, Mayor Virge Bernero says reduced property values since the Great Recession have cost the city about $7 million in lost revenue each year. To avoid potentially massive layoffs in police and fire services, Lansing voters back in 2011 approved a $4 million property tax levy that bolstered funding. The stopgap measure is raised close to $8 million a year. Now the city's asking residents to renew that millage. Last night, the city council approved a measure to put that question on the November ballot. Joining me now in the studio to talk about what impact the millage has on public safety, Lansing Police Chief Mike Yankowski. Welcome back to Current State.
Good morning, Mark.
So close to $8 million a year for the last 4 or 5 years for police and fire and for some road maintenance as well. What has that millage enabled your department to keep that it otherwise might have had to let go?
Well, first and foremost, you know, the importance of the millage is to maintain public safety. As Mayor Bonero has stated numerous times, that public safety is the number one goal for the city of Lansing. So that's allowed us to maintain the staffing levels of 202 during that time period. And I think for most citizens to realize that, you know, when you pick up that phone, you call 911, you want the police and fire department to be there as quickly as possible. But you also want us to address those quality of life issues that are so important to our citizens on a daily basis. Without having that extra funding, those type of extra patrols and units would not be possible.
Now 202, would that be the size of the force on a normal, completely funded situation then?
That is the size of our sworn authorized department. So we also have a support staff of almost 38 individuals also. So 202 is our sworn number. Those are the police officers, detectives that run the day-to-day operations on the uniform side.
Tell us here in terms of how important is it in your view that these dollars get reallocated?
Well, again, I think it's important that the citizens know that this is a renewal. So it's to try and maintain our staffing levels that were put into place back in 2011 with the millage at that point in time. So there is no added cost in this renewal of millage. But the importance is it allows us to provide the best possible services to our citizens on a daily basis. You know, units like our community policing unit, which we just renewed and expanded upon our commitment to that, we have 9 community policing officers. We have 3 school resource officers. We've talked about our violent crime initiative, our violent crime impact, and how positive of a unit that is making real progress in keeping our violent crime, our gun violence down in the city of Lansing. Those type of units would be at risk if this millage was not renewed.
Mm. During last night's discussion at the city council, council member Adam Hussein raised a concern about how well the city is informing people about what their money is paying for, or at least preserving. Here's a bit of Adam Hussein from last night.
My concern is essentially, are we compromising our ability to get it passed if we're not sharing with the public on a regular basis, an ongoing basis, what we're actually doing with that millage money? And so again, I raised the point that in 2011, there was a discussion that we might have to lay off 100 police officers and firefighters if this didn't happen. So it did happen. And so what were we able to retain, out of that 100 that we were talking about potentially laying off? And so I discussed the school liaison officers and the community service officers that I know, the positions I know would have been cut had we not passed that. But what are we doing to push that information out to individuals? And I think we can do a little bit better of a job doing that.
Does he have a point, Chief Yankowski? Do you think the city needs to sell the message a little bit better?
Well, I think the message is that for our citizens, there's more to just answering calls for service. And when you look at what's the majority of the police department's funding made up of, 87% of our budget is personnel. 87% of the budget is bodies. So in order to maintain that level of 202, which we have, put in place that we can have those programs that actually build on just answering calls for service, there's so much more to keeping our city safe. We have to have detectives that investigate those crimes. We have to have the school resource officers to help us keep our youth crime down in our schools and around our schools. We have the community policing officers that are there to really engage our citizens, we talk so much about community policing, the ability for a police officer to work hand in hand with its community members to keep our neighborhood safe is critical. And it's programs like that that would be in jeopardy. That's, you know, if you look at, you break down the numbers, that's about 28 positions that the police department would lose. And so that ability to have that quality of life improved, to have those specialties units like the Violent Crime Initiative, which again has focused so much on reducing gun violence here in the city of Lansing, is critical. So it's all about bodies. So that's the majority of where that funding goes for the police department on a yearly basis.
Do you have openings that you haven't filled in the police department right now?
Well, we are currently, I'm pleased to report that we have 15 police officers starting on August 22nd. 8 of them will go to the police academy, the Mid-Michigan Police Academy, and then 7 will go right to our road patrol for training. We are also in the process of completing another interview process, which we hope then will fill those remaining 5 vacancies at that point in time.
So then you'd be fully staffed?
Then we'd be fully staffed. Yeah, we are working very closely with our HR department that we will be fully staffed on the authorized strength of 202 by the end of the year, if not sooner. But again, as always, the Lansing Police Department is constantly hiring and recruiting the next generation of Capital City's finance.
I just wonder, though, if the public, if you're fully funded now and you're unable to keep all of the positions filled open, I'm just wondering if the public interprets that as saying, hey, you know, you're not keeping these positions filled with the money that you've already got.
Well, I think the important part here is that the challenge of hiring qualified police officers in today's day and age has really become a challenge over the last 2 years. So we want to make sure that we're hiring the best and the brightest, trying to fill our diversity needs here within the city of Lansing as a police department, and that we're not just going to hire anyone to be a police officer. That's the commitment that I've made not only to the mayor but to the citizens of Lansing, to make sure that we're hiring the best possible police officers. But I can tell you this, Mark, we are not alone in this. This is a national crisis of hiring police officers in this country, and it's really become a challenge over the last year with all the turmoil that's happened across the nation.
Is it just fewer young people interested in getting into this work?
Less people want to be a police officer, a firefighter, a teacher in today's day and age. For example, when I started over 20 years ago, there was 600 to 800 of us applying for jobs of 1 or 2. We've had less than 50 applying for our positions right now. So general rule of thumb, you have to go through about 10 to 15 people to get one qualified candidate right now.
This November millage would total, this would renew close to $8 million a year, but this isn't all going to the police department. This is also, how much of that is earmarked to police? Is that?
Yeah, 1.5 mils or $2.9 million would be earmarked for the police. Same thing for the fire department, okay. And then the remaining mill would go to the roads and sidewalk repairs is what's being proposed right now. So about $1.9 million for roads and sidewalks, and then $2.9 for police and fire each.
Can you speak to the scenario that faces the fire department here, even in general terms?
Well, again, public safety, right? So we talk about public safety. They're very similar shaped like the police department, that the majority of their budget is for funding of personnel. And so if they were to lose those positions, then we're talking about response times. We're talking about safety. We're talking about medical needs in order to protect life and property, which is, of course, the number one goal, job number one, public safety, as Mayor Bonero has stated numerous times over his tenure.
We're talking about public safety funding in Lansing. Yesterday, the Lansing City Council approved a measure to put a millage renewal on the November general election ballot. The current millage helps fund police and fire plus road maintenance. My guest is Lansing Police Chief Mike Yankowski. I'd like to shift gears here. The city attorney and the city council are working on a marijuana ordinance. From your position running LPD, what does a marijuana ordinance have to address? What do you consider essential?
Well, I can tell you over the last 2 years, we as a law enforcement agency have been screaming for clarity when it comes to the legislation and laws. So again, when we look at whatever an ordinance, whatever the state law is, we were looking for direction and clarity from any ordinance or any state law that would address the medical marijuana issues. But public safety is our number one concern. So whatever ordinance moving forth, and we're not policymakers. I think it's important to understand that we are not policymakers. We are there to enforce whatever ordinance, whatever law is in place.
But on the ground, what would help you? What would help you in terms of security, for example?
Well, I can tell you that the Lansing Police Department has been, highly engaged in looking at lessons learned from other states that have legalized marijuana. We have sent a team of officers throughout the entire country to talk about best practices and lessons learned. And I think the three things that come down for us is about regulation, testing, and inspections. Those three categories, I think, are essential for moving forward in any type of future marijuana, medical marijuana legislation, ordinances, state law. Those three things are really the most important. And making sure that, most of these establishments have the security programs, and they have video cameras in place, and they have a trained staff to deal with these issues moving forward.
City Councilman Adam Hussein was on the program 2 weeks ago, and he said that some marijuana businesses in Lansing make a mockery of the law. Does he have a point? Are there some of these places that keep you awake at night?
Well, I can tell you, we have investigated numerous establishments, and when we look at compliance, for the most part, the compliance is there. One thing that I think people forget about is that when we talk about the narcotic issues here in Lansing or even the metro Lansing area across this country, heroin is the biggest issue. We have people dying. We have people overdosing every single day. And I can tell you the number of overdose deaths that we had for marijuana in 2015, zero. 2016, zero. 2014 and on, zero. Heroin last year, 28 deaths. We had over 160 people overdose in heroin. That is our crisis here in the metro Lansing area.
Ingham County has an opioid task force. It's actually meeting again at the end of this month. Do you see that group making progress and getting any kind of results?
Well, we are seeing progress, and I think, the Lansing Police Department is working very closely with that task force. We're actually going to be on a state panel coming up here in October.
Describe the progress.
Well, the progress is this: education, that making people aware that heroin is a real crisis here, not only in Lansing, but across this country, that it's affecting people of all ages, all races, all demographics. The average age of a fatality right now is 41 years old, 44 for overdoses. We've seen as young as 15 and as old as 67 in our fatalities and overdoses. So it really hits a huge, huge population from all walks of life. But it's about educating the public. It's about equipping our first responders with Narcan. And it's about getting people the treatment that they need. And whether it's moms and dads, brothers and sisters, friends, relatives, when they see a problem, they have to take action. And it's a really nasty disease, but we have to educate and we have to use treatment as a way to get ourselves out of this issue. Arresting ourselves out of this problem is not going to happen.
I've heard that this Narcan issue is one of the real linchpins here. Is it getting more of that medication in the hands of first responders? Do you have the access to the Narcan that you need?
We have the access. Between police and fire, for the most part, we're getting Narcan delivered in a quick disbursement that we are saving lives. Last year alone, 300 lives were saved by the use of Narcan by the fire department. The police departments, many
those
police departments.
Those all saved lives?
Those all saved lives. All saved lives. And I think, but the biggest issue is education, counseling, treatment. Those three areas are where we need to focus. And the enforcement piece is not really where we should be focusing. It's about educating, finding treatment and counseling so we can get the help that they need.
Good discussion. We've been talking about public safety here in Lansing. The City Council has approved a measure to put a public safety millage renewal on the ballot in November. That funding would help pay for police and fire services in Lansing as well as road maintenance. We've also touched on a marijuana ordinance and opioid addiction and heroin issues here with our special guest, Mike Yankowski, Chief of Police for the City of Lansing. Chief, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.